This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Ooh. And Kevin McCullough.
No.
Ooh. Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
Kevin McCullough
is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Well, if you missed hour number one with a big conversation with Bill O'Reilly about his newest book, his 16th in the Killing series, you missed a great hour. Go back and get it. But this hour is not going to hold any slack to that. Jean Ann Benaira is with us tonight, fitness expert, yoga instructor. We're going to talk about your fitness following COVID and also music tonight from our music spotlight artist, Ellie Holcomb, with a song that I think is going to really encourage you before the hour and the evening is done. Welcome to Saturday night. We are so glad to have you with us, and I'm so thankful to be with you on Biz Television, some 300 radio stations across the planet as well, and streaming at Twitter and various other places, audio streaming at every place those radio stations are at. So we're literally just, we are the most syndicated radio weekend radio show in America, and we're honored to be able to be with you tonight. Now, on for the longest time, in hour number two, we have dubbed this the Ladies Lounge. One of the reasons that we've done that is because I felt a number of years ago, and this way predated, you know, Me Too or anything close to that, I felt like that there was an absence of really articulate female perspective in talk radio. Talk radio tends to be a medium that is dominated by male voices and male audience. And I thought, you know what, there are women that have great things to say. So let's open the Ladies Lounge tonight. And I am so excited to welcome my first guest. She is a yoga instructor and fitness expert at the Lifetime Fitness Centers here in the New York tri-state area in Bergen County, New Jersey in particular is her home base. And her name is Jean Ann Benaira. And full disclosure, I've taken a few of her classes. She's really tough. Jean Ann, it is a great honor to have you with us tonight. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for being here.
So happy to be here. Thank you.
So I said something to you and your director of yoga programming at the Lifetime in Bergen County last week. I said, you know, you guys are really articulate when you're in class. And there was much joking at the immediate moment. Oh, just when we're in class, huh? But I have to say that, and we've also had Voss on the show and been able to have a few of these conversations, there's something very cool about, I think, fitness instructors and wellness-motivated people that can communicate well. And this is kind of a passion for you. Is that how you would describe it?
Absolutely. What? Absolutely. Beyond passion, I feel like it's my purpose.
Okay.
On this earth, that's what I meant to do.
Illuminate that for me.
Illuminate it. It's like my soul's calling, and I feel like, let's say you were in my class yesterday, maybe you didn't know the intentions of my words, but my words were like, I'm here to fight the fight. And I feel like...
I actually remember that phrase, so that makes sense.
Yeah, and that's part of my passion for what I do, because I feel like it was the gift given to me, and my soul's purpose is really like exceedingly, it actually goes along with what we're talking about, or what we've been trying to talk about, is this seek of joy. And when you tap into that seek of joy, and I can tell that when I'm in that space of teaching, it's a gift. It's like that simplicity I try to tell my children, like, when things feel easy, that's your purpose. Does that make sense?
It totally does.
It's like,
well, in the business world, they've said it like this for a long time. If you enjoy what you do for a living, you never work a day in your life.
Right. Exactly. So. Exactly. I mean, I happen to think I have probably the best job in the world, but that's, but that's because I love it so much. And I feel like it's key to life.
Well, certainly fitness is one of the things that as we are emerging post-COVID, people are struggling with.
Yeah.
And you're not only a yoga instructor and an entrepreneur and someone who's, you know, building kind of a legacy in terms of what you do and helping people, but you're also a mom.
Yeah.
And you dealt with lockdowns and school at home and having everything kind of crushed in. As you're thinking about, well, maybe we'll save this part of the conversation for a little bit later, but I want to know your thoughts on how people can begin to emerge from where we've been to where we want to go, because I think there's a lot of people that have gotten a little bit less hopeful about fitness or wellness. We know that doctor's office visits are down, cancer screenings have fallen off the chart. People that normally would have done the simple things to try to keep themselves well have kind of given up in some way. So we want to get to that. But before we do, I want to get to your story, because part of what we do, particularly on the Saturday Night Show, is to tell the story. And you said that fitness is a passion, it's your purpose, helping people. But what's Jane Ann's own story in terms of her own journey to fitness, finding how you felt okay in your own skin and felt like this is how I'm supposed to feel?
Yes. I love that. Thank you. I actually never felt like an athlete growing up. I never thought I was any good at it.
Did you play sports?
I did, and I was, you know, in my mind, I felt like I was terrible at it. And I think that sticks with you. When you're in, let's say as children, you're in competitive sports, right? You're part of a team, and the idea is to be an athlete. Well, you're good at baseball, or you're good at football, or you're the top five, right? And then later on, like early 20s-ish, I started running. Actually, I didn't know it at the time, but I look back. I started running for mental health. I didn't know it at the time, but I was struggling, you know, like left home for the first time. Had to leave that school, like kind of that, you know.
A few of life's curveballs came at you, and that was your coping mechanism.
That was my coping mechanism. And then I started realizing that I enjoyed it. And I was kind of good at it. And then skiing and then swimming, you know, certain things. And I realized at a certain point, this old idea, this mentality that you're not an athlete because you're not good on a team, you forget, and it's something to impose into our children, is that an individual sport is being such an athlete, maybe even top-notch athlete, because then it's you against you.
Right.
So that's kind of how I started.
Well, and I know that as, you know, we've even struggled with the lockdown. My bride has said on multiple occasions, you know, I don't know if I can deal with this, what this is doing, you know, in terms of her own ability to even get to a gym and that sort of thing. And so we do have a lot of messages that go into our heads. And for moms in particular, you know, having the baby, losing the baby weight, getting back to a place where you feel good, having that whole cycle repeat again, sometimes it doesn't come off. Like there's all these things that society makes you feel pressured by. And you've got a number of children. How have you dealt with some of those things? And as people are thinking about lockdown, what were some lessons you learned that might be helpful for them in that process?
Yeah, it's so challenging. So this is the story that I always come back to, because now we're at a whole new level with lockdown, and part of it is good, where you have the accessibility and the accountability. You could go at home. You don't necessarily have to be a gym. So a lot of people have learned that lesson. But I get the question a lot, where how do you stay fit? What can you do? Like all these, you know, like you said, people, especially with children and lives, like not only just having a baby, but as a man, like, you know, you have a family as well. Like, you can't take as much time to yourself as you used to. So it is like the most simplest advice, and on top of it, the most complex, which is you wake up every day and you do something that makes you happy that day. Joy. What brings you joy? So it sounds very simple, but it is this layer of training the mind, honestly, and being mindful to exactly that. Where are you at today? What do you need today? I after I had children, I struggled with exactly what you just said. All of a sudden, I was like, well, wait a minute. I didn't like this. Like, a few months later, I expected to kind of be back.
Pop right back.
I worked out. Well, I did all the things that you're supposed to do. I did the creams. I did the lunges. I still worked out the entire time.
Right.
So what happened? So I started going back to running, but the running turned obsessual in a sense, as runners tend to get, right? You know, the mileage and then this and then that, and I had to run a certain amount, and I was running with a stroller, and it didn't matter if I didn't sleep the night before, and you go and you go and you go and you go. And then I actually got injured, and yoga is something then that fell into my path.
Okay, I want to know more about that as we continue. Jane Ann Benaira is my guest in the Ladies Lounge tonight, and we've got some very interesting conversation yet to come, because I think in the absence of lockdown, as the CDC guidance has changed, masks are coming off, what should we be thinking, particularly if we're not, like, really into working out? Is there some help there? She's going to give us some insight. And Ellie Holcomb, before we're done with another musical selection, it's all on Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com. Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back with us in hour number two, the Ladies Lounge, of course. And tonight my special guest is Jean Ann Benaira. She is a fitness instructor, a yoga teacher with the Lifetime Fitness Centers, and they are nationwide. You can go to almost any major city and find several locations. She operates out of the tri-state area in the northern New Jersey Center. And Jean Ann, in the last segment, you were describing some of your own thinking in terms of how your approach to fitness changed when you got injured. You weren't as able to do some of the running and some of the other things as easily as you had before. It became much more painful, much more labored, and you discovered for yourself that you found greater peace on the yoga mat. And then you started kind of shuffling in as well the difference in expectations in terms of how you were personally thinking about your situation. And as we are coming out of lockdown, there's a lot of people that are struggling with their expectations of fitness. And I'm curious why you think there was a difference in terms of the yoga mat versus the running path.
Well, the transformations of your thoughts, and lucky for me, I noticed it. And if you notice what you're saying to yourself, and the power of the mind is so incredible. I not only did it transform my thoughts or my perspectives, like you said, but the craziest thing is I dropped all that cardio, I dropped all that stuff, and went into something that I seemingly thought was, you know, easy. And because I was elated and doing things because I was like feeding my soul, basically, my body transformed better than before I had children. And
it wasn't just because the activity you were doing was different.
I don't believe so. No, I don't believe so. I think because this is the, so since on top of that, you know, and you know me personally, I do a lot more than yoga.
Right.
You know, and that's, I do a lot more than yoga.
Coming up with less after you've done five other things.
Yeah, exactly. I weight train. I still run, actually. I love HIIT workouts and I love yoga. So, but I do all of those things because I enjoy them. And it's this all-encompassing idea of not only fitness, but just life. It's like the hardest thing to do, but dropping the shoulds and doing what is feeding your soul.
That is a hard thing in life, and I think there are ingredients that go into that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to become overly mystical in this, and a lot of people associate Eastern mysticism with yoga, and I think that that's kind of an unnecessary thing to do, because what you sound like you're talking about is a proactive mindset that says, I'm going to choose gratefulness, I'm going to choose joy, I'm going to choose to see the good that this is doing for me, as opposed to feeling compelled to do it by an external guilt or whatever. Is that what you would basically ascribe to?
Absolutely. I feel like the power, like you bring in positivity and you're going to output possibility. It opens up.
Got to write that down. Mm-hmm. Input positivity, output possibility.
Yeah.
Explain that.
I just think your whole life can open up if you put in the positivity of doing what's right for you. And that's going to be different than doing what's right for anybody else. And that's what I mean by dropping the shoulds, because you can listen to shoulds all day. You should do this, you should do that, you should do this, you should do that. And that's why it's well out of the gym. This is just life in general.
Right.
But when you start feeding yourself, like you really in tune, like you close your eyes and you think about what makes you happy, then possibility opens up. So you drop, like, for instance, one thing that on the mat, I was a newish student, maybe a year into yoga, and in Shavasana, I kept hearing this voice saying, you could do this. and that's my soul talking, my mind would immediately be like, that's ridiculous. You're barely into yoga. You don't know anything. You, like, what do you think you are? Some sort of guru? Like, you're going to go out and change the world, you know? And luckily, I didn't listen to that voice. And that's really why I keep saying, like, key to life. It's key to life. Like, whatever you're doing. And that's why I say you wake up and, listen, you start getting into athletics or any sort of movement, and it's really hard. No, it's really hard for me to wake up after I haven't slept very well. I had a bad night the night before. You wake up feeling sluggish. I know a little bit of sweat goes a long way. It releases hormones, it detoxes, it, you know, all that oxygen to your brain, et cetera, et cetera. But then there's the balance of, like, you should get up and do something that feels good that day. So one, if I was supposed to do a HIIT workout that day and sounds good in theory, I can go and, like, kick my butt that day, but I only slept a few hours. So one way to get into that healthier mindset is being kind. You're like, you know what? Today, the best I can do is I'm going to take my dog for a walk. I'll still get the same benefits, if not more, because my body is actually working on something more right now.
This is bridging us to what I really wanted to end with, and that is, there's people listening that have not been to a gym. Maybe they didn't even do workouts prior to COVID.
Yeah.
We're coming out of a very dark period, emotionally, stress-wise, economically, everything else. What are a couple of things that you would say to people that are in that situation that maybe never played sports, maybe never were athletic, but they know that they want to be more fit tomorrow than they are today? Where do they start?
There is no discrediting. And this is a beautiful, like, lesson with, let's just say, the lockdown. All of a sudden you're in your house and you don't have the access. And I really want to get into fitness. But so squats, push-ups, sit-ups, lunges, a walk. You don't need equipment for any of this. But that's the power of the mind. It's hard. It's hard to self-motivate. And the other thing I always
do. Binging Netflix has been so easy.
It is. It's so easy. And I tell you, my screen time keeps going up. I'm not sure.
I don't have to move. What's the Netflix?
It's so true. I know. I do love the Netflix. I've been binging too. And I think that the other huge piece of advice is, the other thing to do not discredit is, 20 minutes makes a difference. Don't think you need an hour. Even 10 minutes. Like, if I don't have time, I remind myself this all the time. If I don't feel like if I don't feel like I have time, then, you know, maybe just some, I like to open my hips with some, like, squats and, you know, a roll of the shoulders and a walk of the dog. Another thing, you know, walking is tremendous on your hormones and a balance of emotions, getting outside, fresh air.
Getting the air in the lungs and the blood through the circular system. Yeah. Is really the key, is what you're saying.
Jean Ann, we appreciate you taking the time to be with us in the Ladies Lounge. If you want to know more, you can follow her on Instagram, Yogini J-A is her handle on Instagram, and you can find that. She's got some great advice there. She lives it real. What you see is what you get. And then Lifetime Fitness Centers, they are nationwide. You can just go online and check out Lifetime in your area. But great programs, and appreciate the encouragement and the willingness to be with us tonight. All right, Kevin McCullough, when we come back, some very exciting things about our Slave Liberation Project I want to report to you. And then some issues about the police, and before we...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump started his speech at North Carolina's 2021 Republican convention by saying the country is being destroyed before our very eyes, the president calling Biden and leftist Democrats the most radical administration in history.
Crime is exploding. Police departments are being ripped apart and defunded.
The former president continues by saying illegal immigration is out of control.
Under Joe Biden, illegal crossings are up nearly 1,000% compared to the same period last year. In April alone, over 175,000 illegal aliens were apprehended and mostly released. You know where they were released, right? They were released into our country.
President Biden set to talk infrastructure with Republicans in the Senate on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Of all the boys. Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, boys, boys. Of all the boys I've known.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back with us on Radio Night Live. Thanks to Jean Ann Benaira and Bill O'Reilly for being with us. And yet to come, some more music from Ellie Holcomb, our musical artist spotlight tonight. And looking forward to a very good song from her that came across my path a couple of weeks ago. And I've been playing it nonstop ever since. I think you'll get a certain degree of encouragement from it, which is kind of why we are doing that. Anyway, I want to get you up to speed on a couple of things that if you've been following us on Saturday nights, and I know that, well, I just want to say this. I think there are more than, I think we're pushing 90 people so far that have gotten personally involved in our slave liberation project on some level this year. And I just got some very good news this morning from the Christian Solidarity International offices. Now, if you were listening last week on Mother's Day, you know we did a big Mother's Day special. But a portion of that broadcast, we spent time talking about
enslaved mothers in Sudan. And there are some of you listening right now that you're looking at the TV or you're listening to the radio and you're saying, Kev, there's no way that that's a real thing. There is no. In fact, my 8-year-old was talking about our slave project in his class at his school a couple of weeks ago, and the teacher basically chastised him and said, there's no such thing as slavery anymore. And he said, oh, yes, there is. My dad told me there was. And so we've had to kind of clear the air there. But in South Sudan, where the Sudanese Civil War ended a few years ago, when the world powers came in and helped create South Sudan as its own country, kind of dividing the Muslim north from the Christian south, they did not address the issue of women that had been taken into what we candidly call chattel slavery in northern Sudan. And the difficulty with that, for me at least, is that it left women who had no fault of their own, had been ritualistically abused, raped, sexually assaulted, had their genitals mutilated, everything else that you can possibly imagine that is just horrific as a spoil of war. Nobody defended them. Nobody spoke up and said, hey, they need to go back to their homeland. They deserve to be back with their families. The world governments just kind of came in and said, okay, well, we solved the problem here. We're all good. Everybody, go about your business. And that is not a helpful thing. In fact, there were over 120,000 slaves at the end of the Sudanese Civil War. And Christian Solidarity International is one of the only organizations I'm aware of that is actively consistently drawing attention to the matter, and now they have helped liberate more than 100,000 slaves, and we still believe there are maybe between 30 and 40,000 there. Some slave women had been forced to give birth to children in captivity, and so there are more slaves that have been born since they were taken originally. But at Christian Solidarity International, what I am proud of them for, and one of the reasons why I continue to be a flag waver on their behalf, is that they are not going to rest until every last slave is freed in northern Sudan. So over the past 4 years, for those of you that are regular listeners or watchers to Radio Night Live, you know that we've liberated more than 1,000 just in our efforts just with this show, more than 1,000 over the last 4 years. We are trying to. We have a list of names that are 192 in total this year. And as of this week, and last year we were able to free 241, but as of this week, we now have liberated 98 individuals. 98 individuals have been spoken for, committed to, and as we do the liberation projects, and there's a couple scheduled for the spring, and there's a couple more scheduled for the fall, as those projects go through, we want to see all 192 liberated. The way it works is very simple. It's kind of an underground railroad where some Arab retrievers in the region want to have a good relationship with South Sudan. They are helping us find and locate, negotiate the freedom of, and get the slaves back to South Sudan. But that's where the work begins, because once they're in the South, we supply them with a bag of hope that gives them seed and grain and everything they need to sustain life for themselves for a year or more once they return. And then they are able to begin their life brand new all over again. And friends, you make it happen when you dial 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. 98 have been liberated. No, don't believe that number that's on your screen right there. Not 71. 98 have been liberated. 94 are still on the list that we are trying to free this year. So please help us when you call 888-342-1010. And for those of you that already have, thank you, because those 98 lives are precious, and we are giving them a chance at something brand new. When we come back, some more headlines. The president speaking with forked tongue about the police. I'll tell you how next. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
One of my favorite shots of New York City there from across the way. That is the Freedom Tower, and the city is increasingly coming back. Do we have a live shot in Manhattan right now? We could show them from the Tix booth or anything. Let's see if we've got anything, different cameras available, because it is fun. The CDC said on Thursday we can stop wearing masks if we want to and kind of be done with social distancing. And look at that. Look at that. That is tonight. I got to tell you, Times Square has not looked like that in a year. We have not seen this type of activity in our city in the longest time, and we are so grateful that we can be back and out and going and having fun with it. And I don't see a ton of masks down there, so I'm hopeful that we are on the mend in a big way. Hey, this week it was kind of a big week. In fact, as people are running for the mayoral race in New York City, you're starting to hear different themes of their commercials that come on. So Curtis Sliwa, who's running as a Republican, he's a well-known radio personality here in New York, and he's put his hat forward. He's the founder of the Guardian Angels, and so law enforcement has been a big issue for him in the watching of the decline of New York City over the last year. And so he had a series of commercials out saying, hey, it's police week. I'm running for to, you know, reinvigorate the police. Thank a policeman tonight when you walk past them, et cetera. Very nice messaging for the police. Well, President Biden gets all the way to Saturday and realizes that it's police week. So maybe he should do something. So earlier today, he marked this week with a statement. And it was the weirdest thing, because his proclamation marking both Police Week and Peace Officers Memorial Day begins by praising law enforcement for their wide range of duties in securing public safety. He said that every morning our nation's law enforcement officers pin on a badge and go to work, not knowing what the day will bring and hoping to come home safely, the president said. And he noted the impact of COVID-19 on the men and women in blue. And he went on to say, we recognize police, Peace Officers Memorial Day, etc. But then after promising to support law enforcement, he said some other weird stuff. Here we go. This year, we also recognize that in many of our communities, especially black and brown communities, there is a deep sense of distrust towards law enforcement, a distrust that has been exacerbated by the recent deaths of several black and brown people at the hands of law enforcement. Now, remember, we're not going to go to the next quote yet. Remember that he is saying this as part of his statement to affirm the men and women in blue. Now, let's go ahead. Put the other quote up on, because this was also equally revelatory. These deaths have resulted in a profound fear, trauma, pain, exhaustion for many black and brown Americans as the resulting breakdown in trust between law enforcement and the communities they have sworn to protect and serve ultimately makes officers' jobs harder and more dangerous as well. In order to rebuild that trust, our state, local, and federal government and law enforcement agencies must protect constitutional rights, ensure accountability for misconduct, and embrace policing that reflects community values and ensures community safety. These approaches benefit those who wear the badge and those who count on their protection. This entire statement, for whatever it's worth, could have been written by Black Lives Matter. There is not any ounce of those last two quotes that are actually relevant to today's modern police forces. And I know you're going to say, but Kev, we had Dante Wright in Minnesota that died from that police officer that shot him, and we had that police officer that shot that girl in Ohio. They don't tell you that Dante Wright had been stopped on a weapons charge previously, and he was wanted on an open warrant. And the reason they were trying to arrest him, which he was resisting, was because there was an open warrant for him. They don't add to that when you're talking about the Ohio case, that the girl that the police officer shot was getting ready to stab to death another young girl. And she had a knife and she was mid-swing when he took her down. But these two things get reported. People wave the flag. Oh, it's like George Floyd all over again, etc. If you go to the Washington Post, which is not a far right leaning publication, the Washington Post, one of the most liberal, owned by Amazon's Jeff Bezos, one of the most liberal publications in the country, keeps a police shooting database that anybody on planet Earth can go search and look up for the last several years. Do you know that for, let's just take the last 4 years, 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021, that in those 4 years that the police have on average shot and killed more unarmed white people by almost double than they have unarmed black people of either gender. when it comes to women in particular, because this was the debate after the shooting in Ohio, they have shot less than one person to death on average, unarmed black female, over the last 4 years. They've only shot three and killed three over the last 4 years, while they've shot almost a dozen unarmed white women over that same period of time to death. I'm trying to figure out, there are 800,000 police officers in the United States of America, and you're talking about, at worst, if that one instance where they shot that unarmed person was an unjust shoot that was unarmed, if that's the worst they did, that's one out of 800,000 officers that did it. And he makes this statement today talking about how people in these different communities feel afraid. You know what they felt after all of this discussion about how bad the cops were? You know what these people in those communities felt over the last year? Not afraid of the police, afraid for their lives. Because as you defunded police departments across the country, as you took down the ability for police to go in and take out people that had guns and get really bad elements out of these neighborhoods were the most exploited, crime-ridden neighborhoods in the country. Black and brown communities suffered after all of these woke politicians started talking about how they were going to take their support for police down. So once again, this president has basically no clue what he's talking about, and he's talking out of both sides of his mouth. But this time, the people, the men and women in blue, are the victims of it, and it's wrong. And somebody should tell him, which maybe I will tomorrow in townhall.com. We'll have to wait and see. Hey, when we come back, a positive note to end on from Ellie Holcomb, our musical artist tonight. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us once again, ladies and gentlemen, with a little bit of an encouragement with the song called He Will. Here's Ellie Holcomb. But
long ago foretold his word, he became the living word to show the human heart its worth.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over. over the world with two extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.